Thank God for it's always a blessing. It's always a blessing. tune in with us. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. Can I tell you all something, amen, without you shouting, without you breaking something in your house, amen? I don't want you to break your whatnot, so break something in your house. Then you go and send Pastor invoice and say, Pastor, amen, it just something got over me, amen. Break stuff in my house. Can I tell you something? That the Lord is good, amen, all the time. All the time, the Lord is good. Come on, somebody, celebrate with us, and we just magnify his holy name because God is good. God bless you all once again, my God. It is a blessing. This pretty much about my favorite, the favorite day of the week, amen. Sunday morning, just communing with you, the brothers and sisters in the spirit, amen, and just wondering what God going to give us next, what he's going to do. Regardless, if God used me, you best to believe I'm taking notes, I'm taking in consideration, amen, of what has been said, amen. It is a good morning, amen. I'm not the preacher of the hour. I very own, later on, going to come in our broadcast. I very own Bishop Michael Davis, amen. God bless him. My God is always a blessing. I need all my preliminaries. Go ahead and press one. I know it's the fifth Sunday, but we ain't on a break yet, amen. God is good and his mercy. Come on, somebody, and do it forever. Can I tell you all something? My God, that something got dropped in my spirit. My God, earlier this morning, I want to let you know, amen. The Holy Ghost began to give me something this morning. He just told me, fade away, fade away, fade away. Now, in your terminology of fade away, it probably means something else, but in the terminology that he was giving me with fade away, you have to understand something. Everything that tried to come up against you, my God, it began to fade away, and you still standing. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Can I encourage somebody, amen, that different things that you was dealing with in the past, different enemies, different things, word curses, my God, things that was coming up against you, two or three, even your situation of your outcome, you thought, my God, it's not going to look good. My ending doesn't look good. Can I tell you something? It don't fade away, and you still here giving God a praise. That's the why. You could just say, God, I thank you. If they had a power like thought they did, amen, they have been already to knock you on out the way. But guess what? Even lies begin to fade away. Even persecution begin to fade away. Even betrayal begins to fade away. And I just want to let you know, you just hang in there, because the things that begin to arise up against you, it's going to fade away, and you still going to be what? Standing. You still going to be what? Blessed. You still going to be what? Walking without no apology. Can I speak to some folks, my God, this morning, all over the world, that got to walk inside of them and say, you know what, Pastor, I got to walk, my God, with no apologies. I got to walk, my God Almighty, that I'm not thinking about anything else. Hey, ma'am, not being disrespectful or being rude, but I just got to walk without no apology. Come on, because he's an on-time God. I can't when I wanna, but at the end of the day, I begin to see things fade away, fade away, fade away. My God, my body was walking with rocking with pain, but that begins to fade away. Pain didn't look like in my life. Finances was acting funny, but that began to do what, y'all? Fade away. Come on, somebody, because God is good in this mercy. My God, first thing, you better help me here. I feel like, my God, hooping and hollering. His mercy endures forever. Because I'm telling you right now, no matter what you go through, you stay focused. You keep pressing. You keep going. Because I'm telling you, when the scripture declares, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Let me tell you something. The scripture is true. He's on time, God. Saints, can I talk to some hour, my God Almighty, Norway family? He's an all-time God. You best to believe, my God. Oh, yes, he is. Listen, I don't want to hold up too much of time. Let me go ahead on and just bring on our mother of the hour. Go ahead and give us a welcome this morning. God bless your mother, Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. Under the sound of my voice, we give a special welcome to our international listeners on the behalf of the Pastor Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family. We just welcome you And we give a special welcome to our very own Bishop Michael Davis, the speaker of the hour. Sit back, relax, fasten your seatbelts, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say, you are so very, very welcome. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Amanda, for giving us that welcome. Amen. I'm telling you all, and I want to tell somebody just on that. If this individual just got tuned in, amen, it's going to fade away. Amen. This pandemic is going to fade away. You best to believe that, amen. Things is going to fade away. And the question is, when everything fades away, where are you going to be standing? What side of the fence that you going to be on? What place that you going to be on? That's why I always use this term. I don't let nothing separate me from the love of God. Because you best to believe, amen, my God, all the haters, all the folks want you to just roll with them, be with them, they're going to fade away too. Now the question is, when everything fades away, my God, where are you going to be standing at? Which side of the fence that you going to? It's a bad feeling when you got to, you don't roll on one side of the fence. Now back and make your way on the other side of the fence. That's a bad feeling. Can I tell you something? No matter what it looks like, no matter who walks away, no matter who leaves you, I want to tell you, stand still and know that he is God. Can somebody give me a whoop whoop in the Holy Ghost? Holler at your boy. Amen. Let's go ahead and go into a prayer with our very own evangelist. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple. God bless you, First Lady Spencer. And God bless you, Bishop Davis. As we come before the throne room this morning, Father, we thank you, Lord, for that word, Father God, that all things shall fade away, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for just giving us that word and giving us that encouragement, Father God, giving us that knowing, Lord Jesus, that it shall, it will, it must. We decree and declare that it shall fade away, Father God, that nothing, Father God, shall separate us from you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your intentional love, Father God. We thank you, Father, for you intentionally creating the earth, Father God. We thank you, Father, for intentionally creating us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being our creator. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our healer, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for making this day, Father God, and selecting us and choosing us, Father God, to be in your presence one more time, Father God. We thank you for the mercy, Father God, that you continuously shall pour onto us, Father God. Your grace, Lord Jesus, that brings us new mercy, Father God. The grace, Father God, that sits and tells us, Father God, that we have another chance, Lord Jesus, to get it right, because it is sufficient at this time. Where we're at is sufficient at this time, Father. But we know, Lord Jesus, that you want better for us. So we continue, Lord, to strive on, Father God. We strive on, Father God, as the trials and tribulations come, Father, knowing that they shall fade away, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the word that's coming forth this morning, Lord, because you know everything, Father. You know exactly what your children need to hear, Father God. You are a God that meets us just where we're at, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the love, Father God, that you continuously pour into us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh wind, Father God, a fresh anointing that we need on this day, Lord Jesus. We need a new breath, Father God. We need the change, a change to come forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being who you are, Father God, and letting us know who we are in you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you wonderfully created us. You knitted us, Father God, to be your creation, Father God, to be your faithful servant, Father God. And we thank you for that this morning, Father God. We thank you for being a forgiving God, Father God, forgiving us, Father God, every time, Lord Jesus, we come to you, Father. But on today, Lord Jesus, we call for true repentance, Father God. We call, Father God, for true repentance, Lord Jesus. As we stand before you today, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to remove, Lord, anything that's not of you, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to just do a makeover, Father God. Go in there and do a surgery, Father. Father God, and remove, Father God, anything that may be a hindrance, Father God. We cast down any vain imaginations, Father God, that's going to and fro today, Lord Jesus, that may hinder us, Father God, from receiving the word of God, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the power, Lord Jesus, that you have placed inside of us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing it us, Father God, to walk in your with your authority, Father God, to cast out demons, Father God, to heal the sick, Father God. Whatever the assignment that you give us, Father God, we come to you, Father God, and we say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord, to your will and your way, Father God. And we say all of this, Lord Jesus, without any apologies, Father God. We say this, Father God, knowing that we are entering, Lord Jesus, and some of us already, Father, are standing on holy ground, Father God. But we have no apologies, Father God. We just say, Lord Jesus, take us to where you want us to be, Father God. Let us be who you want us to be, Father God. So we surrender all to you, Father God. We are nobody, Lord Jesus, without you. So we thank you on today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything that you're about to do, Father God. Everything that we have no clue about, Father God. But the beauty of it is, Father, we trust you, Lord Jesus. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. And we know, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, and only you, Father God, have our best interest, Lord. And we shall receive, Father, whatever it is that you have, Father God. And again, Lord, with no apologies. So, Father, as I end this prayer, Father God, I decree and declare, Father God, that everyone that's on this line, Lord Jesus, will receive every word that you have already downloaded in Bishop Davis, Father God. I decree and declare to everybody, receive the prophetic with that our Apostle Temple said that it shall fade away. Do not let anything hinder you this morning from receiving and believing. Do not let anything hinder you this morning from receiving the word of God and applying it in your life, because he is moving. He is moving, and you're either going to move with him or without him, because he is not, in the name of Jesus, in this season, pausing no more. He is moving in the name of Jesus. Father, we send this prayer up to you, Lord, knowing, Father, that you are not passing us by, Father God, that you shall hear it, Father God, and we, Father God, shall receive whatever it is that you have for us, Father God, with no apologies. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Somebody come on and worship him. I dare you to come on and worship him. Some of you need to just go ahead and take a minute and magnify his holy name, because sometimes we begin to focus on our situations and our problems as like they're going to be around forever. My God, we have a thing to say breakthrough. Well, you breaking to get through, going through. That means going through. It's not there for you to stop. It's not there for you to sit down. It's not there for you to take a break. It's for there for you to go through. And once you've gone through, guess what? What you don't win, don't take the way. I declare and decree and to understand that at the end of the day, what the day is going to eventually fade away. You keep your faith within the Lord. You keep the prayer in your heart. You keep it. Some of you need to just take a minute right now and just worship the Lord. Some of you need to take a minute, my God, and begin to focus on your life. Focus on your life. At the end of the day, God, I've been saying some things, my God Almighty, out of an outburst. I've been getting some outbursts. And I begin to understand it's going to fade away. It's going to fade in the name of Jesus. It is so. Thanks to God. One thing I love about my God, what the Holy Ghost dropped in my spirit, that it's going to fade away. Many of you, my God, today, you have a choice in the time frame how things fade away. One of the things that you can begin to choose to begin to let it go. You got to begin to let go. You got to begin to let folks go. You got to begin to let things in your spirit go. Regardless if it's something that you caused or regardless if it's something you did not cause. At the end of the day, the best powerful weapon is acknowledgement. When you begin to acknowledge your situation and acknowledge who you are, regardless if somebody want to accept your apology or accept, my God, your clarity on the mistake that you made, you need to let it go. Because once you begin to let it go, amen, you begin to understand that that situation is going to fade away. It's going to fade away. Another powerful weapon, let me give you a warfare, my God, a spiritual warfare weapon. Another powerful weapon is you understanding how to say bye. Not only by the words, but by also things don't need to linger in your spirit. Because bye is a powerful weapon. That means I'm not going to allow you to control my life. I'm not going to allow you to control the situation. I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm not going to lose no sleep over these issues. I'm not going to lose no sleep over these situation. At the end of the day, you want to go bye? Bye. Amen. Now you got to understand, and once you say bye, you already empty into your fadeaway process. Even that too going to fade away. Even that situation finna fade away. Even that individual finna fade away. It doesn't matter what it is. You got to just understand and have the courage, my God, to just say bye. God bless you. Bye. If he kept me this long, he's going to continue to keep me. If he kept me this, my God, moving this way, I'm going to continue to move this way. Don't allow nothing to have a control on your life other than the Father. Learn how to say bye. God bless you. Bye. And guess what? That situation begins to what? Fade away. I declare and decree in the name of that revelation of your situation that you understand that God ain't chose you to be in this situation for your whole entire life. It doesn't matter what it seems like. It's going to do what? It's going to fade away. My God, it's going to go bye-bye. Amen? You need to go ahead and praise God. I just feel, my God, the Spirit of the Lord just drawing somebody to let you know at the end of the day, you're not going to stay this way. It's going to begin to fade away. Then you begin to look back on your situation, look back where you come from. You was a testimony. You know what? This as the scripture, it's not unto them. It fade away. The poverty that I was in, it wasn't my last, my God, it wasn't end of my financial life. That too don't fade away. How can I say it can fade away? Because my finances is different. My health is different. My mind is different. My way of thinking is different. They had to do what? Fade away. My God Almighty, God bless you all once again. We just thank God for who he is, and we thank God for what he's doing. And I'm telling you this morning, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what it looks like or whatever it is, it's going to fade away. It doesn't matter what someone say. It doesn't matter what situation or different things might come your way. It might be situation after situation after situation. One problem you get over, here come another problem. Can I tell what? Just to say that one problem fade away and you got over, baby, you can get over this one. Because God made you more than a conqueror. What is more? That means just not a conqueror. I can handle more. Because scripture declares that he will not put too much on me that I can bear. And if God ordained for this situation to come in, guess what? It's going to do what? Fade away. My God, I just got to keep standing and keep going through it. It is so. You better tell somebody it is so. Tell yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, mirror? I don't care what it is and how I feel right now. It's going to fade away. Y'all better hear me. First Lady, can I say something to tell the people's amen? When Papa was just going through, my God Almighty, dealing with that infectious pneumonia and different things, can I tell you now, looking back where I was at then and looking at now, can I say it? Fade away. Y'all about to come on up in here. Fade away mean it just don't suddenly leave. See, many of you try to get things to suddenly leave. And what God says is fade away. Amen. Yo, my God, when God said, I'm healing you, my God, some healing just don't suddenly leave. Some healing take over a period of time. It might fade away within a year. It might fade away within 2 years. But as you stay focused and you keep walking by faith and not, y'all about to hear me this morning. I'm not the preacher, but I want to tell somebody, my God, it's not about it's happening instantly. It's about it's happening over a process. process of time. Amen. It's about a process that is going through. Because I want to let somebody know, even though, my God, he may not show up when you want him, but you best believe he'll be right there. Oh, somebody need to say, fade away. It's going to fade away. My God Almighty, it's not about instantly. It's about if that's going to happen. It's going to happen over a period of time. You may be, my God Almighty, I may well connect it to you, but at the end of the day, it might not feel good at the beginning, but after a while, it gets easier and easier and easier because what it's doing, it's taking away. Y'all better help me here. Praise the Most High God. God bless you all once again with the same God. But what he is doing is mercy and stewards in forever. I just want to lift him up and give him the glory. So at the end of the day, when we say this too is going to pass, always remember it's going to fade away in your situation. I want you to get up and keep pressing for your financial life going to change. You best believe where you come from, it's going to fade away. Y'all about to help me, somebody. It doesn't happen automatically. Not microwave. Microwave. Amen. This is a fish, amen, that it takes natural ingredients. This is the fish that you got to make it from scratch, amen. This is a fish goes into the oven. You don't press 2 minutes or 3 minutes instantly. Then you got something hot. This is a fish that it takes its time to warm up. Because why? It's going to fade away. God, player, God bless you all. We just thank God for you all. Listen, on tomorrow, give you a little preliminary announcement before we can get out the way. On tomorrow, listen, Pastor's going to be right back on at 8 o'clock. We're going to keep on engaging into some teaching of the kingdom of God. We're going to move into different areas. I got about 3 more segments, amen, with you all. So you might want to tune in and be a part of that on our meeting conference line. And I'm telling you, we have different individuals come from different states, different countries, that it was tuning in from one of the countries. I got to give that shout out to my God, South Africa and Nigeria. God bless you all for tuning in for the teaching. Amen. And I love it. And I love for you all to continue, my God, to come on and get taught about the different things pertaining to the kingdom. We was really dealing with the structure, my God, of the kingdom, the will of God, bringing things back in its proper place, bringing common sense, amen, where common sense belong, amen. And on Tuesday, my God, Tuesday night, I'm going to go and send a text out to some of you, my God Almighty, leaders in training, amen. And we're going to begin to do some Bible study. Because one thing about the Bible study, you need to understand the Bible pertaining to your life. So many people are trying to get all confused and get cluttered and like, Pastor, this is a lot of information. Well, I want to teach you about your life. Amen. You should know what the Bible says, my God, about your weakness. You should know the what God approve of and what God doesn't approve on pertaining to what? Your life. You should know the different things that God bless. You should know the will of God for what? For your life. That way, you don't get all conflicted. You don't get all out of order, and nobody cannot give you something to make you bent out of shape pertaining to the word of God for your what? For your life. That's the first thing that I learned first later when I began to engage into the Bible. The Holy Ghost began to reveal the Bible to me, not for nobody else. I didn't have no message for other folks or prophecies for other people. I had the message before my life, and that's one of the orders and the construction ways pertaining to the kingdom of God and pertaining to the word of God. Because you got to understand, when you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you're dealing with events and you're dealing with different things that happen in people's life, different events and different things that the Lord done, my God, but different stories pertaining to somebody else's walk and journey pertaining to their what? Pertaining to their life, their relationship with God. It was pertaining to their life. Their walk with God was pertaining to their life. God compensate them. God began to deal with them pertaining to their life. Y'all about to hear me up in here. So that's why it's very important. Don't get caught up into all the other stuff. But the first thing of pertaining to the word of God, it should be pertaining to your life. And understand this. Everybody's life walk is different. Everybody's life walk is not the same. Amen. So at the end of the day, the things that you begin to seek and study the word of God for, your partner might be seeking to stun it from the other end. That's why we are learners to each other, because I learn about your situation, but my situation is not yours, and as you begin to learn about my situation from a biblical standpoint. Amen. But at the end of the day, it is pertaining to who life? Your life. First lady got an announcement. My God, birthday shout out. You know she loved to do that birthday, y'all. The graduation thing, she loved to do that. Damn, I'm telling you, her sister Harris, my God, they all on that one.
Oh my. Good morning, AD. Hope all is well with you all. We have no birthdays, but we have so many birthdays in the month of June. Our very own Apostle Temple Spencer, he will be celebrating his birthday on June the 11th. I invite you all, if you want to send cards or gifts, you all know our office address, and I'll send it out this week. So if you want to go ahead and send him a gift just to show him that you are thinking of him and it matters that he was born, please go ahead and get it. Don't wait till the last minute. Again, it's June 11th, but we have so many June birthdays. I'm so excited. But I wanted to, while we're still in the month of May, I wanted to just give a shout-out to the mothers, Mother Helen, under her leadership, and all the mothers who did a phenomenal job on the Mother's Day celebration. I wasn't feeling my best, but I just that day meant so much to me, that you all just filled the atmosphere with so much love and attention to the details. So I just want to thank you all for your obedience, and I did not want this month to go out without me saluting you all for doing such an excellent job. And as Apostle mentioned, we have so many graduates, and we have all of our youth who were promoted, and I'm getting those names together so next week we can celebrate them. I'm going to call their names out and let everybody know what grade they were promoted to, and we will be sure to send everyone a gift. But I need you all to text me the information for your child and their grade, and if they have a Cash App, go ahead and send that to me as well. I want to make sure that they are celebrated. We do realize that this was a tough year, especially those who had to log on virtually. It's very challenging, and I celebrate you all. I want to make sure that you know that we recognize your faithfulness and also your hard work, and it will not go in vain, because you all will be promoted to the next grade, and prayerfully next year you'll be back in the classroom. So again, if you have not sent me the information that I requested, please do so. I don't want to leave anybody behind. Oftentimes when we have and manage a large group, there are one or two people that are left behind, but it's not intentional. So if you know that there's information, or that you're not included, or maybe we forgot, just go ahead and take a minute to just say, hey, I forgot, still a part of the family or whatever. Just go ahead and do that, because oftentimes people, they get emotional. They think that they're being forgotten because they might be left out. It's never intentional. It always hurts the heart to know that sometimes when you're managing a large group, things happen. But I want to step out the way, because I'm very excited about Bishop Dick coming with the word on this fifth day. But I just want to let you all know that I miss you. I'm so excited that we are so good, so ready, and God is good. Stay encouraged. We love you all.
Hey, amen. We just thank God and say first thing for them, my God, them announcements. Hey, man, I'm going to get ready to get out of the way and introduce you all. And listen, you already know I'm all way all over the world. It's not something that is new. It's my spiritual father. Amen. Our spirit. Yes, first lady, I got it. My bad. Our spiritual father. Amen. Our very own Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, my son and daughter. God bless you. How are you? Everyone. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. It is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in him. ADM and the listeners all over the world, this weekend is We're celebrating and appreciating weekend, and I'm understanding in the scripture, Apostle, that every time that there is a celebration, the Holy Ghost show up. And son, I want to tell you already in your exhortation, the Holy Ghost have already shown up, and I'm just like going to get ahead on to stay in the water that you have begun to start the tidal wave with. It's like a kid in hopscotch. You know, when the rope begin to turn, you just have to wait and wait and wait, and don't change the rotation. Just jump in where you fit in. And God say, fade away. And Apostle, as you was reading that, fade away means slowly leaving you. Good God Almighty.
Oh, Bishop, that's
and brothers that's listening at me and Apostle Spencer today under the side of our voice, those things are slowly leaving you. It is slowly leaving you. Your prayers has been heard. Your prayers, the tears that you were shedding late night, and when you had those suicide thoughts, those things are leaving you. That hypertension that you had, those things are fading away. When you had that high blood pressure, those things are slowly leaving you,
yes.
And it will be no more. God saying as he was stalking, he said, tell them that it is the process on which I am sending them through. We have to go through the process of life in order to get to our destination. Jesus had to go through a process to show us what victory is going to look like. So those things, that waywardness is fading away. That smokiness is fading away. That hypertension, that high blood pressure, that glaucoma, that cancer that's going on, them bad children that we all have, well, I was one of them, good God Almighty, it is slowly fading away. So don't take it personally. Just know it's a process of growth, and it will be soon no more. I hear the Lord say, if I take it away too fast, then you won't be solid and sealed in your faith like I need you to be. There's a process of sowing a seed. When you sow a seed, the seed don't immediately grow up. There's a time of incubation under the soil so the right nutrition can manifest. So when it begins to come up, you will be like Psalm 1. You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Why? Because now you have been connected to the source, and then you can become a resource. I hear you, Holy Ghost. That light that you had once before, it is slowly fading away. You are becoming a blessing to be a blessing. You are becoming blessed to be a blessing, but it takes a process of that for that to happen. Good God Almighty, help me slow down here, Holy Ghost. So I want to tell you, according to some, let me get this thing here, my God, Old Testament scripture, my sisters and brothers, Old Testament scripture, Joel and Acts. Joel, the prophet Joel, it stated that, prophet Joel stated that in the last days, and I began to look up the last days. And it says, in the last days, it was profound and say, it shall. But God of mine, that is a guarantee. So what is the last days? The last days included all days between Christ's first coming and his second coming. And in other ways, in another word, and another way to say it, from now on, good God Almighty. From now on, from this day on, your life, past situation will soon fade away. From now on, from this moment forward, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is the beginning of the process for that old thing to begin to fade away. And then when it fades away, it will be no more, and then you will be able to see the new fruit of your life. So I say, what are you trying to get me at today to tell the people and myself? He said, tell them that it shall come to pass. Only thing that we have to do is according to Acts 2:17, and it reads like this. And it shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all
flesh.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And my maids and my servants and my handmaids, I will pour out of those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Let me tell you, my sisters and brothers, the Lord intends for no one to be left out. And he said in verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall
be saved.
So I want to tell us today for just a few moments, it won't hold us long. Call on the name of Jesus. When you begin to call on the name of Jesus, things will begin to slowly fade away from your life. When you begin to make Jesus the center point of your life, then things will begin to slowly leave your life. The old man will then pass away, and then you shall become, and I shall become a new creation. Well, what we need to do to call on him? Everyone have a cell phone that they have an address book of different numbers. But I want you to use your Bible today as your phone book directory on how to call on the name of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ based on where you are. Is there anybody sick on this line? I need you to call on Exodus 15 and 26. And who shall answer on the other end is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that will heal you. If you need healing, call on the name of Jesus, for he is a healer. Is anybody there living in a little light momentarily? If you will call on the name of Jesus from Genesis 22 and 14, on the other end of that telephone call should be Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. He will provide your healing. He will provide your finances. He will provide your health. He will provide all the things that you are in light of. And when he provides that, your old will be slowly begin to fade away. Help me, somebody. There may be somebody on this line across this country that may be feeling defeated. But if you call on the name of Jesus according to Exodus 17 and 15, who is going to answer? Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. It lets us know that the cross and Calvary have already given us the victory. When they hung him and stretched him wide, when they pierced him in the side, when they spit on and cast lots. But early that Sunday morning, about 60 days ago, when he rose up with all power. Oh, death, where's your sting? That somebody may be on their deathbed right now, but I come to tell you that God says, not yet. That just a little more while longer. Turn your face, if you can, to the wall and begin to pray unto the Lord for just to keep up a little while longer, and you will have the victory. Well, that some of us maybe have wrong, and people may have wrong up. But if you call on Jeremiah 36, 33, and 16, who will answer today? Jehovah Tenishkenu, the Lord, our righteous, he will answer. Do anybody need some righteousness in your life? Go to Jeremiah 33 and 16, and Jehovah Tenishkenu will be right there. Well, there may be somebody that has some trouble in their life, somewhere around the world that you may be troubled in your spirit. But let me tell you, if you go to Judges 6 and 24, if you dial it up, you will hear Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is peace. There is peace in the Lord. Your troubles will soon fade away. If you get in the peace of the Lord, with the peace surpasses all understanding according to Scripture, it will slowly pass away. Well, I'm almost there, Apostle. In Psalm 23 and 1, if you need a leader, if you need a leader, I feel that preaching voice. Call on Jehovah Raha. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He his rod, his staff, it comforted me. But oh, my sisters and brothers, look what he do after he would comfort you. He will prepare a table before you. Whatever was blocking you will fade away, and they'll be able to see the table of blessing that God has placed before you. They will be able to see that you will be the head and not the tail. They will be able to sit down and see that you will be the lender and not the borrower. You will have help and not sickness. You will have joy and not sadness. Oh, but he is your shepherd. How you know that? Because according to Ezekiel 48:3, you call on Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here.
Yes.
The Lord is there. No matter where you are in life, no matter what you're going through right now in life, just know if you call on the name of Jesus, he is right there. And your old thing, your old life, your old situation will slowly fade away. It will slowly lead you into the new path of righteousness for what? For his name's sake. So A.D. him and all of those that are around the world that's under the sound of our voices. When you call on that name of Jesus, things will begin to fade away of old. And you will be
yes.
able to embrace the now and the new, no matter what it looks like, you won't see it anymore. No matter what it feels like, it won't feel like that anymore. And no matter what you thought you saw, it wasn't what it really was. But call on the name of Jesus in those last days, and you will be able to speak those things that are not as though they were. Whatever you need, it will fade away into what you desire. He said, I will give you the heart desire. What is it that you desire today? What is it that you are in need of today? What is it that you have been praying for? If you call on the name of Jesus, he will release it to you. If you repent, he will release it to you. If you seek his faith in the morning, seek his faith in the noonday, seek his faith late
yes.
in the afternoon. The Bible says late in the midnight hour. God's going to work in your favor. He's going to turn things around, and every time you turn around, and every time you turn around, he's going to show you something different, because every time you turn around, it's a process of fading. Good God Almighty. And every time you turn around, that old thing that was behind you, when you turn back around, it will have faded away. It is a process that we must got
yeah.
to go through. But one thing we all have to do, no matter who you are, you have to call on that name of Jesus. Everybody right where you are, if you just begin to call on the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess at that great name. It's something about that name of Jesus. There's something about that name. There's healing in the name. There's provision in the name. There's victory in the name. There's righteous in the name. There's peace in the name. Where is he right now? He's right there beside you. Just call him up, as the song said when it first came on. Call him up and tell him what you want. This is the day that the Lord has made. Apostle and First Lady elect, that the Lord has made. And we shall
yes,
rejoice and be glad in it. So let's give the Lord a praise. Let's give the Lord a hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a shout, the Lord a shout of thanksgiving, because when I call on him, he will. He might, no, he ain't not going to show up. He will show up and answer your prayer. God bless you. And he said, I will show wonders from heavens above and the signs of the earth. He wants to bless us. But we got the call on his name. Do you want those things to fade away from your life? Do you want the process to take place in your life? Do you want those things to leave you? Then call on that great name. And it is called Jesus is that name. God bless you, Apostle. Back to you.
God bless you all, Bishop. Listen, my God, that was a message for you to just go ahead and get up and praise him. Because many of you, my God, whatever you want is in the name of the Lord and Savior. I tell you what, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. You might want to just go ahead and praise him. You go ahead and praise and give God the glory, because all you got to do is call him up and tell him what you want. Because you best believe Jesus is on the main line. Somebody go ahead and give him.
If you need the Holy Ghost, you can tell. All you gotta do is
is there anybody telling me what they want? God, don't realize, but you can sit here with a void, sit here without. You might, all you have to do, like the songwriter say, go ahead and call them up for what you want. Somebody need to go ahead and call up Jehovah. Somebody need to go ahead and call up Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Nisi. Somebody need to call them up and tell them what you want. God bless you, Bishop. What an encouraging word. I'm telling you, somebody just need to just go ahead and call him up. And I'm telling you, one thing I know about it, it works, but you got to be sincere with it. Amen. One thing about the Spirit of the Lord, he knows you playing. He knows you if you just being emotional, if you just saying it just to get out of that situation, or you for real. My God Almighty, are you are for real? If you have not accepted him as your personal Savior all over the world, I want you to go ahead and do it and accept him as your personal Savior. Because one thing about God, amen, he's not going to be your side piece on the side. He's not going to make an obligation to you where you got expectation from him to operate like y'all married, but yet and still you still operating like y'all still just going out. Amen. No, you cannot have the marriage or the covenant commitment without you being in the covenant committed relationship. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. So I want you to be serious with it. Then you're going to see when you call him up and tell him what you want, my God, he will be there. Why? Because that's an obligation that God has to the covenant agreement between those that says I do to him and he said I do to you. God bless you all once again. It's a blessing. We thank God for you. First lady, you got anything to say? Bishop, you got anything you'd like to share out? Oh, my God. I'll move too fast, ain't it, First Lady?
Tune in at 7 a.m. for Minister Shaquita and Evangelist Nita and Mother Jackson. 7 a.m.
Amen. Amen. Tomorrow at 7 a.m. Amen. God bless you all. We just thank God for you all once again. God is good and his mercy endures forever. And God bless each and every one of y'all. So tomorrow at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, amen, I'm telling you, you never know what God's going to do. A lot of these teachings, my God, you all are missing because some of you are staying in the bed, you're staying asleep, amen. Just get up and tune on and get your spirit fed, amen. Get different things because it is a blessing. God used me a lot throughout that week to really define and break down, go into some areas, amen, and begin to deal with certain things, amen, and bring you into understanding. You don't know what we're going to get on that line. We don't know which way we're going to go, but you need to tune in at 7 a.m. God bless you all. Amen. Bishop, you have any last words?
God bless you all. God bless you all. Love you all to life. And they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They that call, they that invoke, they that adore, and last, they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth, and you shall be saved. God bless you, each and every one. Go in peace. Be safe. Continue the prayer and be obedient to leadership and be on time in your teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Let's praise him as we rock the air. Getting off with ADM Ministry. This has been Apostle Timber Spencer and our very own First Lady Lakeisha Spencer and our spiritual father, Bishop Malcolm Davis. This has been our family worship session. We thank God for you tuning in all over the world with ADM. Him ministry. It don't stop here. We're going to be going on all throughout the week, Eastern Standard Time. You better believe that. It's not Pacific or Central. It's Eastern. Amen. Come on, somebody, and let's go ahead and rock the air as we praise God, because Jesus is on the main line. Somebody better tell him what you want. Yo, my God, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or your Sprint phone might not be working, or your Comcast, my God, might have a little glitch. But one thing about this line, you can tell them what you need. You can tell them.